or tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, November the 27th, 1987. Thanksgiving weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Earlene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are the teachers of the afternoon. Amen. Brother and Sister Moody, Gene and Earlene are going to be the teachers this afternoon, so we'll turn the rest of the afternoon over to them. Brother Gene.
Now, I'm especially thankful that the young people are here. This lesson probably is more for you than for the adults. The adults have probably already set their life. They've set the pattern for their life. But you haven't necessarily set your pattern yet, or you may be in a situation of where you're double-minded about it. So I'm glad you're here. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is a heavy lesson, and it's the AIDS epidemic. Now, there's quite a bit of scripture that we could use. I'm just going to paraphrase this scripture for you and for the people who will be listening to this tape. And I just hope this tape goes all over the world. In Exodus 34, 11 through 17, this talks about the groves or altars to Asherah and that homosexuality was practicing. Now, later on, Earlene is going to go into detail about this and describe some of the abominations that happened in the Bible. In Leviticus 18:22, it talks about homosexuality is an abomination to God. You don't need to turn in your Bibles because I'm just paraphrasing this. We're not going to actually read that scripture. In Deuteronomy 7:3-5, it says, "You shall utterly destroy Asherah groves and altars." In Deuteronomy 12:2-3, it says, "Destroy the obelisks or the symbols and the altars with fire." In Judges 3:7, it talks about Israel serving Baal and Ashtaroth. It talks about perverted sex and worship. In 1 Kings 14:14-18, it talks about captivity for making Asherim, which was a symbol of Asherah. It's a phallic sign. Okay, phallic is a word for the male organ. In 1 Kings 14:24, it talks about the Sodomites, who were male cult prostitutes, did all of the abominations of Baal. In 1 Kings chapter 18, it talks about a showdown between 400 prophets of Baal and Elijah. And Baal lost, and the 400 prophets lost their life. In 2 Kings 17:10, it talks about going back to Asherah again. In 2 Kings 18:4, Hezekiah destroys the groves and the high places. In 2 Kings 23:4-24, Josiah destroys all the houses of male cult prostitutes. In 2 Chronicles 14:2-5, Asa destroys idolatrous obelisks, phallic symbols, and altars. In 2 Chronicles 24:18, this is back to Asherim and idols. The wrath of God falls on them. In 2 Chronicles 31:1, this is the same as 2 Kings chapter 18. In 2 Chronicles 33:1-11, Manasseh goes back to groves and to astrology. In 2 Chronicles 34:1-10, this is again is the same as 2 Kings 23. In Isaiah 17:8, it says, "Do not look to Adonis, nor respect idols, groves, or images." In Isaiah 27:9, "The iniquity was cleansed by destroying everything of idol worship." In Jeremiah 17:2, "The children earnestly remember the idols, not God." If you're brought up as a child worshiping idols, you're going to tend to remember the idols and not remember God. In Micah 5:9-15, God will destroy all false worship. In Romans 1:21-32, it talks about idol worship and immoral sex, which leads to death, and these are traits of homosexuals. Later on, we're going to read that. In 2 Corinthians 6:9-10, It talks about homosexuals and Satan worshipers, and they will not be in heaven. Now, that's just predominantly for the people who will be buying this tape and listening to it who are not here today. Now, what is the definition of a sodomy? This came out of Unger's Bible Dictionary. Sodomite, Genesis 19:5 and Romans 1:27, were men consecrated to the unnatural vice of Sodom as a religious rite. The dreadful consecration was to the Greek Ashtaroth, or Asherah was the male idol. Ashtaroth was a female. The term was applied to the emasculated priest of Sibel. It's interesting, in Africa, they call this the thin disease. You get thin when you have this disease. Sodomite, in Deuteronomy 23:17-18, it talks about sodomy was forbidden. In verse 18, the price of a dog is a figurative expression used to denote the gains of a sodomite, or quaddish, from the dog, like the way in which he debases himself. In Revelations 22:15, the unclean were called dogs. Well, basically what God is doing in the Bible, he calls a homosexual a dog. In Webster's Sodomy, it talks about any sexual intercourse regarded as abnormal as between persons of the same sex, especially males, or between a person and an animal. So that gives you a definition of sodomy from Unger's Bible Dictionary and from Webster's. Now, how many of you can remember when the homosexual said that they would not try to seduce your sons? Are you old enough to remember that? I can remember when they would preach, you know, we won't seduce your sons. Well, listen to this. This came out of the Gay Community News. That's a newspaper for gays, or homosexuals. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together. Your sons shall become minions and do our bidding. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. If you dare cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. All right, that's what you're faced with. If you have children growing up, especially men, young boys, the queers are after them, very simply. Now, Erling did the research on this. It's sodomy in the temple of God. The research was taken primarily out of the Matthew Henry commentary, and I'd like Erling to come and talk about the research and also talk about what God has shown us in our ministry.
You know, the thing that really shocked me was the fact that this went on in the temple of God. And, you know, they always say to you when you confront the fact that Christians can have demons, they say, well, you know, a demon can't live in a place where God is. And yet listen to what is in Unger's Bible Dictionary. Now, it's in a lot of other places. If you go and read any other biblical history, you'll find these things. All right, this is sodomy in the temple. 2 Kings 23. This is a story about Josiah's reformation. In chapter 22, Josiah began his reign at the age of 8. He sought to repair the temple and restore worship to the Lord. In its repair, a book was found. A priest read the book and took it to the king. When Josiah heard it, he repented. And then he wanted this book read to the people. And he wanted to restore the true worship of God. God promised him that if he would go, that he would go to his grave in peace. This is what was found in and around the temple. From verse 4 to 14, an account of the Reformation such as Israel had not seen before. Josiah wanted to make a thorough riddance of all the abominable things and lay a foundation for a return to the glorious work of the Lord. But the generality of the people, for all this, did not desire to be reformed. You see, this is the thing we have to watch out about, is what's in our heart. You know, what do I really want? When I'm with Christians, do I want to act like a Christian? And when I'm with the other folk, I want to blend in? What abundance of wickedness was there in the temple, in Judea and in Jerusalem, even in the house of the Lord, the sacred temple that Solomon built and dedicated to the honor and the worship of the God of Israel. There were found vessels and all manner of utensils for the worship of Baal. and of the groves, and of all the hosts of heaven. Remember one time, Brother Jack will have to tell me which one it was, because I read the Bible and I get going and I get so absorbed in it. But a prophet was being taken by the Lord to the temple. And when he got there, he said, dig a hole in the wall. And he looked in and he saw. Was that Ezekiel. And he saw astrology. And the Lord said, you ain't seen nothing yet. And so they went a little further in there, saw 70 of the leaders of Israel worshiping all kind of horrible images and pictures. And he said, you haven't seen anything yet. And he took him out there, and there were, I think, 70 more bowing down to the sun. And these were the elders and the leaders. So from all that was left in the temple all the utensils that they used, gold and silver bowls and objects. Though Josiah had to suppress the worship of idols, yet the utensils were made and hidden and preserved in the temple. See, that's kind of like being a fake, isn't it? Just at the entering into the house of the Lord was a stable for horses. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? But listen what they were used for. They were held for religious purposes. They were holy horses. They were given to the Son, as if he needed them to who rejoiced as a strong man to run a race. And that's in Psalm 19:5. Making their religion to conform to the poetical fictions of the chariots of the sun. Some say that these horses were to be led forth in pomp every morning to meet the sun as it rose. Others of the worshippers of the sun rode out to adore the rising sun on these horses. It would seem that they drew the chariots of the sun, which the people worship. Hard by the house of the Lord, like attached to it, there were houses for the sodomites, where all manner of lewdness and filthiness, even that which is most unnatural, was practiced, and under the pretense of religion, too, in honor of their impure deities. Those that dishonor their God are justly left to dishonor themselves. Romans 1:24. There were women who wove hangings for the grove. That was where they kept their symbols that Jean was telling you about. They made tents which encompassed the image of Venus. How many of you have heard that name a lot lately? Venus, Adonis, Isis, where the worshippers committed all manner of lewdness. And this went on in the house of the Lord. There were many idolatrous altars found, some in the places on top of the upper chambers of the houses. The roofs of their homes being flat, they made these their domestic altars. There was Tophet in the valley of the son of Hinnom, there near Jerusalem, where the image of Moloch, that god of unnatural cruelty, as others were of unnatural uncleanliness, was kept, to which were sacrificed their children, burning them in the fire. Others dedicated them, making them pass through the fire. Verse 10, laboring in the fire, Habakkuk 2:3. It was supposed to have been called Tophet because they beat a drum there so they couldn't hear their children as they screamed. There were high places before Jerusalem, which Solomon had built. There were high places all over the kingdom, from Geba to Beersheba, and the high places were at the gates, at the entering in, at the gate of the governor's palace. There were idolatrous priests that officiated at all these altars. Charlemagne was a black man, and he wore black. That was in Zephaniah 1:4. Those that sacrificed to Osiris or wept for Tammuz, or that worshipped the infernal deities, put on black garments as mourners. There were conjurers and wizards which dwelt with familiar spirits. Josiah made a full destruction of all these relics of idolatry. He ordered Hilkiah and all the other priests to clear the temple. He took away all the vessels that were made for Baal, and they were all burned, and the ashes were carried to Bethel, the place that had been the common source of idolatry, for there was there they had set up one of the calves. The idolatrous priests were all put down. Those of them that were not of the house of Aaron or had sacrificed to Baal or other false gods, he put to death, according to the law in verse 20. He slew them upon their own altars, the most acceptable offering that had ever been offered on them. Those that were descendants of Aaron and yet had not burned incense in the high places, he allowed to eat at the table of the unleavened bread. All the images were broken to pieces and burned. The images of the groves, some goddesses, and all the other was reduced to ashes. The ashes were cast upon the graves of the common people, the common burying place in the city. By law, a ceremonial uncleanness was contracted by the touch of a grave, so that by casting them there, he declared them most impure. He filled the place of the groves with the bones of men as he carried the ashes of the images to the grave, to mingle them with men's dead bones. So he carried dead men's bones to the places where the image had been and put them in the room with them. In both ways, idolatry was rendered loathsome, and the people both kept from the dust of the images and from the ruins of the place where they had been worshipped. All the wicked houses were suppressed, those nests of impiety that harbored idolatrous, the houses of the Sodomites. The high places were in like manner broken down and leveled to the ground. Tobit, which contrary to other places of idolatry, was in a valley, whereas the other places were on hills and high places. They like to build a grove upon a hill. And you know, if you notice in America, if you travel, you'll see signs that point you to sacrificial hills that the American Indians had. There are several in Mississippi and Louisiana, and they always like to make them high. I guess so they can be seen and intimidate the residents around them, and maybe for many other reasons too. The horses that had been given and used in the worship of the sun were taken away and put to common use. The workers of familiar spirits and wizards were put away. You know, it's one thing we've noticed since we're old enough that we remember the days when all this was not commonplace. I never heard of anything like this when I was a teenager or in my early part of my marriage when I was in my 20s. But we also never saw anything to do with witches. Where I grew up, we did not see anyone or know of anyone who told fortunes. Now, later on, when I was in my 30s, there was a lady who came to the town we lived in Georgia, and she put up a sign. She said she was a spiritualist, and you could get your fortune told there. Okay, so in a period of like 20 to 30 years, we've seen a real change. And what we have seen is this. As the worship of Satan and occultism has grown, so has homosexuality and other perverted sex. And now what we found in our research was this. Perverted sex is a worship. Taking drugs is sorcery and is worship. These two things are the hardest to get rid of and stay clean of. And recently we were discussing this with some young people, and we discovered that is there a possibility that because these are old forms of worship, and you know, however you worshiped as a young person, or however the younger you are when you start worshiping, the harder it is for you to get rid of that thing you worship. That's why Catholics can hardly leave Catholicism. That's why if you raised a Baptist like I was, you can hardly bring yourself to leave it. So we have a parallel here. Drugs are used in the practice of sorcery and worship. Pharmaceutical comes from a Greek word, pharmakia. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly. To practice and communicate with spirits was the purpose of these drugs. Many of the young people that we work with who have been on drugs do communicate with spirits. You don't have to tell them they're demons and that there's a devil. They've seen them and communicated with them, and they torment the young people. People are spirits. You know, you're predominantly a spirit. That's what you really are. Now, as a spirit, you got a mind, which, you know, a will and emotions, which is your soul. And then you've got a body that all that's housed in. I think if we didn't have the body, we couldn't see each other. You know, we wouldn't. We'd be loose in the air, maybe, just like the demons are. I don't really know, but we have a body, so we can move about, do things, and see one another. Each person, each spirit, since you're a spirit, you see, you have a mind, and you are charged with the responsibility of controlling it, of directing it. When the Lord first showed me that I was supposed to control and direct and tell my mind what it could think and not think, was the most foreign thing I had ever heard. But I began to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations and mark in there everything that God said. And in Deuteronomy, he had a lot to say. In the King James, it says your heart. In the Amplified, it says your mind and heart. And so I began to say, it says, you know, worship the Lord your God with your whole heart. All right? I said, I don't think I'm doing that. I need to know how to do it. And there were many other things in there. I did not know that my mind was supposed to be stayed on certain things. And I began to force it to do that, and there was great liberty there. With discipline, there's liberty. If you cause yourself to obey the word of God, you'll find you're freer. There's liberty with discipline. It sounds strange. You'd think with discipline, you would be in a box, don't you? But you're not. You're liberated. When a young person gives the control of their mind over to drugs, and you know we old folks do it too, we get prescriptions. Valium. Tranquilizers. All right, when we give our mind over to that drug, we can receive a spirit which will call for that drug. As people give their mind over to things, whatever, you know, if it's sexual perversions, drugs, hate, envy, rejection, lust, then you become more and more that thing. You become what you give your mind over to. So since perverted sex is used in worship of evil gods, demons come into the person's body and are very difficult to keep out, even after they're cast out. All of the pagan cults were worshippers of demons and served their god by partaking in impure sex. If we have been trained to worship in some manner as a young person, it's very difficult to get that out of us. Because of this, demons like to get into you when you're very young. And you know, there's some commandments in the Bible that as young 3 and 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old people, we don't know. And sometimes we break them. And even that young, we receive a curse. And so Satan is starting younger and younger. You know, you see little 15-year-old girls now, and they look like they're 20. You see young boys who should be enjoying being young boys and playing ball and all that kind of stuff. And they got their mind blown away with something. And it's very sad. So if you're a young person, get in that book. You know, that's the manual. How many of you young folks, if mom and dad's got a new car and you're so excited about it and you want to get out and drive it yourself? Well, you know, if you don't get that manual out and read how to start it, you know, you can tear up your car before you ever do anything other than try to start it. And yet we'll take our whole life and try to live it without ever reading the book. So the younger you are that you get your Bible out and start reading it, the better off you'll be. You know, I see little two-year-olds slapping their mothers. Do you know that a two-year-old that slaps its mother receives a curse? Because the mother and father should train it not to do that, first off. And second, because it says if you strike your parents, you're cursed. So in our day, we were so intimidated, we wouldn't dare to do such a thing. I see little children doing it now, just all over the place. All right, Jean is going to read with you through a portion of Scripture that really upset me one day. And this scripture talks about because they knew God and recognized Him as God. You know, if you know God and recognize Him as God, where have you been? You've been close to Him. People who are unsaved don't recognize God as God. So I've got a real question in my mind. Is this scripture to saved or unsaved or both? As you read it, think about it. I've seen Christians who've gone down this path. And it's a very sad path to go down. And I wrote it in here out of the Amplified, and Jean is going to read it out of King James, because most of you probably have King James. But the Amplified has some very interesting little parentheses of information in there. So,
this is a long lesson, and what I want you to do is get your Bibles and stand up. Turn to Romans chapter 1, and we're all going to read this one in unison. This will help get the blood flowing and help to work on those spirits of Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. Okay, everybody found Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. And we're through the rest of that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to read this in unison. And I'll start it off, and we'll just all read together, more or less. I'm reading out of the King James. You read out of what you've got. It doesn't really matter. Because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Okay, why don't you have a seat and early and finish up this last paragraph here?
Gene and I have worked with a number of homosexuals, and we've seen a number of them, I'd say well over 50% of them, go on from there, and the other percent does not make it. This portion of Scripture describes homosexuality exactly. There are two ways to save yourself from this kind of life. Never, not even once, engage in homosexuality. If you have engaged in homosexuality, you may sincerely repent of sin by acknowledging your guilt. Believe Jesus' promises that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved from their sins. Then you forgive all people who have ever done you any wrong. Recognize the attempts homosexual spirits make to people to try to drag them into it again. Determine that you will fight the good fight of faith and never allow yourself even the appearance of that sin again. Change any wrong behavior patterns in your mind and in your actions. Repent of all wrong thoughts and correct them according to the Bible. Change your body movements. You know you learn to move by practice. And we've told a lot of young men, you have to actually concentrate on the way you move and change it. God is not going to zap you and do it for you. You must change your thoughts and your actions from effeminate to manly. If you are a female with this problem, you change your actions from masculine to feminine.
I got Brother Bill to start off because I want to start off on a positive note. And I believe that God can heal you and deliver you if you have AIDS. However, you have to have the right heart. You have to be truly repentant and want to give up the practice of AIDS. One interesting thing. Do you notice how women are not stricken the same as men with AIDS? Now, the lesbian woman is not frowned on the way the homosexual man is. Now, very simply, what it is God put the burden upon the man. He didn't put it upon the woman. And when you talk about Ahab and Jezebel, there wouldn't be Jezebelic women if there weren't Ahab men. So the burden is on the Ahab man. The burden is on the man. It's not on the woman. And God does not punish the woman the way he does the man. Now, this next lesson, or part of the lesson, came from a magazine called The Herald of Hope. This is a Christian magazine that goes, I wouldn't say worldwide, but it goes many places around the world. And this is research that they did. And naturally, this is scriptural research. And in a minute, we're going to get to the medical research. I'm going to read this to you. When the disciples asked the Lord what would be the sign of his coming again, he replied by giving them a number of signs, and one of them was pestilences. That came from Luke 21:11. This 20th century has seen some devastating epidemics or pestilences. The flu epidemic of 1918-1919 has been estimated to have accounted for 10,000 lives. The cancer scourge still continues to take its toll of human life throughout the world. And I just got some good research from a lady who's a nurse anesthesiologist. She spoke with Earlene and I last time. Very shortly, one out of three people will get cancer shortly. It will shortly be one out of two. And so we're heading towards a point where it's almost going to be one out of one. Probably by about year 2000, the way things are going, it'll be one out of one or one out of two people that will have cancer. Now, the world is faced with an epidemic which, according to one authority, will make previous epidemics such as typhus, smallpox, and even the Black Death look very pale by comparison. Time magazine says concerning the bubonic plague of the 14th century, by the time the epidemic subsided a few years later, at least a quarter to a third of all Europeans, perhaps 25 million, had perished. Then adds the Time article, today's plague is a very different beast. AIDS works its way through a population slowly over a period of years and even decades. It also tends to kill slowly, laying waste the immune system so that patients fall prey to a debilitating succession of infections. Yet as the AIDS death toll climbs and statisticians project its probable course in the next decade, comparisons with history's greatest killers begin to make sense. If we can't make progress, we face the dreadful prospect of a worldwide death toll in the tens of millions a decade from now. So far, the worst hit countries are in Central and East Africa. According to the Times in another article, in Uganda, the number of AIDS victims is doubling every 4 to 6 months, says Dr. Samuel Okwair, the Ministry of Health official in charge of Uganda's AIDS prevention program. In the year 2000, one in every two sexually active adults will be infected. Leading researchers believe that at least 50,000 people have already died of AIDS in Africa, and unless a treatment and vaccine are found, 1.5 million more may succumb over the next decade. The first cases of AIDS arose among African prostitutes in the late 1970s. At about the same time, it first appeared among Americans and Haitians. The disease has now spread to some 30 African countries. Few seem to recognize this tragedy as the judgment of God upon sin. The thrust of public opinion and effort is how to beat the disease, but there seems little effort to remove the real cause, illicit sex. God is doing what He said He would do. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Hebrews 13:4. And homosexuality will reap its own consequences, as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, which we read. AIDS may be a very terrible disease, but is it any more terrible than the sin that caused it? There seems to be some thought that the present scare may lead to a return to continence and monogamy, the only safe ground. This, however, seems impossible while the present immodesty and sexual license prevail. One of the most serious factors confronting those attempting to control the disease is the indifference of some. Time mentions a case in point. A frank lecture last year to a group of medical students at the University of Zambia on the dangers was greeted with jeers and derision. Those are people trained to be doctors. While the world may be terrorized by the present scare, the Christian can look up and see in it a further sign that the Lord is coming. Pray for repentance on the part of those whose sinful lifestyle is contributing to the spread of AIDS. Pray for the mercy of God to preserve innocent people from the plague. Pray for protection of those who reach out to minister in Christ's name to victims of the plague. I'll leave this on the back row when I get finished here. It's called Surgeon General's Report on Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. This was sent to me by Dr. William Noel. I ordered 300 copies, and I would have had them here, except they didn't arrive. Maybe I'll get those here for the next camp meeting, and you can have one. However, for those people who are listening to this on tape, you can call area code 800-342-7514, or you can call area code 202-245-6867. And either get one copy from the Surgeon General, or you can get hundreds of copies from this other telephone number if you are a doctor, or if you can tell them what you're going to use them for. Now, what I have done with this, it's a fairly long, it's really excellently written. I thought, from my standpoint, It was excellently written by the Surgeon General, and I thought he was very frank on a very controversial issue. So what I've done is I've taken a portion out of that, and basically it's excerpts. This is a report from the Surgeon General of the United States Public Health Service to the people of the United States on AIDS. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome is an epidemic that has already killed thousands of people, mostly young, productive Americans. Hear that, young people? Young adults? In addition to illness, disability, and death, AIDS has brought fear to the hearts of most Americans. Fear of disease and fear of the unknown. Initial reporting of AIDS occurred in the United States, but AIDS and the spread of AIDS, of the AIDS virus, is an international problem. This report focuses on a prevention that could be applied to all countries. Now, the rest of this is just AIDS. These are just sentences or short paragraphs that I took out of the report. Listen carefully. AIDS is caused by a virus. There is presently no cure for AIDS. AIDS virus invades the bloodstream. Some people remain apparently well after infection with the AIDS virus. Excuse me. ARC, S-A-R-C, it stands for AIDS-related complex, is a condition caused by the AIDS virus in which the patient tests positive for AIDS infection. Only a qualified health professional can diagnose AIDS. The AIDS virus may also attack the nervous system and cause delayed damage to the brain. The number of people estimated to be infected with the AIDS virus in the United States is about 1.5 million. All of these individuals are assumed to be capable of spreading the virus sexually, heterosexually, or homosexually, or by sharing needles and syringes or other implements for intravenous drug use. Of these, an estimated 100,000 to 200,000 will come down with ARC, A-R-C. It is difficult to predict the number who will develop ARC or AIDS because symptoms sometimes take as long as 9 years to show up. Scientists predict that 20 to 30% of those infected with the AIDS virus will develop an illness that fits an accepted definition of AIDS within 5 years. The number of persons known to have AIDS in the United States to date is over 25,000. Of these, about half have died of the disease. Since there is no cure, the others are expected to also eventually die from their disease. The majority of infected antibody-positive individuals who carry the AIDS virus show no disease symptoms and may not come down with the disease for many years, if ever. There is no risk from casual contact. Only health workers who had accidentally stuck themselves with a needle were exposed to the AIDS virus. Excuse me. Control of certain behaviors can stop further spread of AIDS. At risk are homosexual, heterosexual, black, white, male, female, and children. So you all are at risk. Men who have sexual relations with other men are especially at risk. Infection results from a sexual relationship with an infected person. The risk of infection increases according to the number of sexual partners one has, male or female. A person acquires a virus during sexual contact with an infected person's blood or semen and possibly vaginal secretions. Couples who maintain mutually faithful monogamous relationships, in other words, a continuing sexual partner, are protected from AIDS through sexual transmission. That's assuming neither one of them had it to begin with. You can protect yourself from infection. If you have been involved in any of the high-risk activities, you should have a blood test. If you or your partner are at risk, you must use a condom during intercourse to protect each other. Avoid mouth contact with a penis, vagina, or rectum. Oral sex is sodomy before God. I put that in. Do all of you know that oral sex or anal sex is sodomy in or out of marriage? Okay, I sure hope you do. Avoid all sexual activities which could cause cuts or tears in the linings of the vagina or penis. Single teenage girls and boys, by saying no to sex and drugs, can avoid AIDS, which can kill them. Did you hear that? Do not have sex with prostitutes. Drug abusers who inject drugs in their veins are another population group at high risk and with high rates of infection by the AIDS virus. Stay away from drugs, too. Some persons with hemophilia, a blood clotting disorder that makes them subject to bleeding, have been infected with the AIDS virus either through blood transfusion or the use of blood products that help their blood to clot. Currently, all blood donors are initially screened and the blood is not accepted from high-risk individuals. The mother can infect the unborn child. AIDS affects certain groups of the population. homosexual and bisexual males who have had sexual contact with other homosexual or bisexual males, as well as those who shoot street drugs, are at the greatest risk of exposure, infection, and eventual death. Sexual partners of those high-risk individuals are at risk, as well as any children born to women who carry the virus. Heterosexual persons are increasingly at risk. You cannot get AIDS from casual social contact. Casual social contact should not be confused with casual sexual contact, which is a major cause of the spread of the AIDS virus. You cannot get AIDS by donating blood. Because antibodies do not form immediately after exposure to the virus, a newly infected person may unknowingly donate blood after becoming infected but before his or her antibody test becomes positive. None of the infected identified cases of AIDS in the United States are known or are suspected to have been transmitted from one child to another in school, daycare, or foster care settings. There are no known cases of AIDS transmission by insects such as mosquitoes. Dogs, cats, and domestic animals are not a source of infection from AIDS virus. Although the AIDS virus has been found in tears and saliva, no instance of transmission from these body fluids have been reported. AIDS comes from sexual contacts with infected persons and from the sharing of syringes and needles. Live virus vaccines could activate disease and be potentially life-threatening to those who are AIDS virus carriers. Although AIDS is still a mysterious disease in many ways, our scientists have learned a great deal about it. We still do not know why the AIDS virus is not destroyed by man's immune system. Well, I think you could answer that. It's a curse that got... Yes, brother?
Tell them what heterosexual means. A lot of these people don't know what that term means.
Okay.
Heterosexual means between a man and a woman.
Right. So it's not only just between two men. It can be between a man and a woman. We still do not know why the AIDS virus is... Oh, I read that. Okay, AIDS is... excuse me, let me get some more water here. AIDS no longer is a concern of any one segment of society. It is a concern of us all. No American's life is in danger if he or she or their sexual partners do not engage in high-risk sexual behavior or use shared needles or syringes to inject illicit drugs into the body. People who engage in high-risk sexual behavior or who shoot drugs are risking infection with the AIDS virus and are risking their lives and the lives of others, including their unborn children. We cannot yet know the full impact of AIDS on our society. From a clinical point of view, there may be new manifestations of AIDS. For example, mental disturbances due to the infection of the brain by the AIDS virus in carriers of the virus. From a social point of view, it may bring to an end the freewheeling sexual lifestyle which has been called the sexual revolution. Economically, the care of AIDS patients will put a tremendous strain on our already overburdened and costly health care delivery system. The most certain way to avoid getting the AIDS virus and to control the AIDS epidemic in the United States is for individuals to avoid promiscuous sexual practices, to maintain faithful monogamous sexual relationships, and to avoid injecting illicit drugs. AIDS is bound to produce profound changes in our society, changes that will affect us all. Information and education are the only weapons against AIDS. The changes in our society will be economic and political and will affect our social institutions, our educational practices, and our health care. Be prepared. Learn as much about AIDS as you can. It is likely that cases of AIDS will appear far and wide. There are special educational concerns for adolescents and the illiterate. The high risk should get a blood test. Some people afflicted with AIDS will feel a sense of anger and others a sense of guilt. Current public health practice is to protect the privacy of the individual infected with the AIDS virus and to maintain the strictest confidentiality concerning his or her health records. Ensure enforcement of public health regulation of such practices as ear piercing and tattooing to prevent transmission of AIDS virus. How would you women like to go down and get your ear pierced and end up with AIDS? First of all, you shouldn't get your ears pierced anyway, because that's slavery. Contact AIDS education programs for police, firemen, conduct these programs. Correctional institutional workers and emergency medical personnel for dealing with AIDS victims and the public. Ensure that institutions catering to children or adults who soil themselves or their surroundings with urine, stool, and vomitus have adequate equipment for cleanup and disposal, and have policies to ensure the practice of good hygiene. Schools will have special problems in the future. Education concerning AIDS must start at the lowest grade possible as part of any health and hygienic program. Because of the right to special education of the handicapped and the mentally retarded, school boards and higher authorities will have to provide guidelines for the management of such children on a case-by-case basis. Labor and management can do much to prepare for AIDS so that misinformation is kept to a minimum. Offices, factories, and other work sites should have a plan in operation for education of the workforce and accommodation of AIDS or ARC patients before the first such case appears at the work site. The healthcare system in many places will be overburdened as it is now in urban areas with large numbers of AIDS patients. I think you'll see a time there won't be any health insurance and the hospitals will be so overburdened they won't be able to take them. You're going to see a complete breakdown in the health system. Our society will also face an additional burden as we better understand the mental health implications of infection by the AIDS virus. Controversial issues are compulsory blood testing, quarantine, and identification of AIDS carriers by some visible sign. Compulsory blood testing of individuals is not necessary and could give a false sense of security to the individual recently exposed to the AIDS virus. The only time that some form of quarantine might be indicated is in a situation where an individual carrying the AIDS virus knowingly and willingly continues to expose others through sexual contact or by sharing drug equipment. We've read about those cases in the paper, and now they're trying them for murder. AIDS should not be used as an excuse to discriminate against any group or individual. AIDS must and will be treated as a disease that it can infect anyone. I'd like to read that to you again. That was a good way to close the report by the Surgeon General. AIDS must and will be treated as a disease that can infect anyone. Now, my viewpoint on this is Early and I are married. We're going to have sex with nobody but each other. We're not going to have sex with anybody else. Now, to me, that's the best. Okay, that's part one of the best way to protect yourself. Part two is you have God working in your life. Now, I can't tell you with an absolute certainty that if Early and I have sex with nobody but each other, we'll never catch AIDS. Because there's not that much known about it. Okay, so I'm going to be faithful to her, and she's going to be faithful to me. We're not going to have any homosexual or lesbian relationships. Now, then, the rest of it's up to God. If God can't protect Early and I then, and doesn't protect Early and I then, we're unprotected. There's no way that from what I've learned about this so far, that you can go about it any other way and have any reasonable degree of success. Now, this is a very tough lesson. It's very hard. And what you're seeing is what's coming down the road. And unless they find a vaccine for that virus, we face a horrible epidemic. And it's going to probably touch families within here. Okay, so what's the Christian lesson out of that? Well, the Christian lesson is follow the Bible. Make up your mind right now, young people, young adults. Early and I, we just reached a point where we advanced into, we're senior citizens, 55. You know, we've hit the 55 line. We're senior citizens. Okay, but a lot of you aren't. You're children, you're teenagers, you're young adults. Maybe you think I'm foolish in what I'm telling you. Maybe you think you can take your chances and get away with it. Well, go right ahead. Be my guest. Be God's guest. God will let you do anything with your body you so desire. But you pay the consequences. And your husband, your wife, your children pay the consequences. And society pays the consequences. We have to take care of you, you know, in a hospital. Okay, so the key thing out of this is follow the Word of God. The Word of God is very strict about this. There are no excuses. Okay, and I think I made it pretty clear what the Word of God is in this lesson. Now, what we're going to do is go into some deliverance. I'm going to take you through a long prayer, and then we're going to start casting out demons. And I'm going to get Early to come up here and take you through this prayer. Oh, this is a prayer that's helped many to untangle the bondage and break free. I want you to stand up. I want you to pray out loud for more spiritual power. And pray sincerely. If you're not sincere about AIDS now, you never will be with what I've told you. Okay, so stand up and Earlene, come up here and take them through this prayer right here. Now you repeat after her.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I bring before you all.
My sexual sins.
All right, I want to stop right there, and you can just take a little time. You know, fantasy is a sexual sin, too, in that area. Lord, I renounce them all. And I am sorry for participation in them.
I do now
repent and ask forgiveness
for all of them.
I now break,
in the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ,
the hold these sins have had on me.
I also break all
soul ties
between me
and every person.
All right, you can take a little minute and name those to yourself and to the Lord. In Joel, I'm told that those who call
on the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
In particular,
I confess the following.
All preoccupation
with the sensual desire
and appetites
and indulgence
in all of them.
All longing
and
ardent desire
for what is forbidden.
All inordinate affection.
All unnatural and unrestrained passions.
All lusts.
All promoting
or partaking in that
which tends to lead to lewd
emotions
and foster sexual sin and lust.
I further confess
all filthy communication,
obscene and filthy language,
conversation and jokes,
lewd and obscene music,
poetry,
literature or art,
all pornography,
all acts of sodomy,
adultery,
immorality,
fornication,
masturbation,
oral
sex,
effeminacy,
and homosexuality.
Also
all
affections
for and attachments to
philosophies,
religions,
and lifestyles
which glorify and promote
and condone sexual conduct
in word, thought, or deed
which is contrary
to the standards set for believers in the Bible.
I further renounce
the expression
of these philosophies and
religions,
lifestyles in art, literature, and mass media,
public practices and attitudes.
Lord, I ask
that your Spirit
reveal other sexual offenses in my life
that I have committed.
Father, I confess
and renounce
all occult involvement,
most known and unknown,
by me or by my ancestors.
I hate Satan,
his demons,
all his tricks and works.
I count all that offends you, Father,
as my enemy.
Lord, I ask you to cleanse,
heal, and deliver me.
Heal and deliver me. I thank you for forgiving my sins.
And cleansing me
from all unrighteousness.
I also now break all curses.
This is any curse that the Lord reveals to you now that might be on you. Ask the Lord to reveal to you any that you don't know about that I have brought upon myself
and my children.
I break all those I have inherited.
In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
I do now claim
and accept your forgiveness
and your cleansing.
Satan,
I have confessed my sins.
I have broken all soul ties
and curses
in the name of Jesus.
And I rebuke you
in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
I am reclaiming
every area of my mind
and my body
which I formerly gave to you
and to your demons.
I claim freedom
and cleansing
in the sexual areas
of my life.
I renounce you
and your host,
and I command
that they leave me now
in Jesus' name.
I now reclaim
all the ground
that I have ever given
to Satan
in body, mind, and soul
or spirit.
I dedicate all my life to you
to be used by you.
I ask you to empower
every area of my life
so that in the future
they might all be used
in service to you.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to continue that with a little short one here. We break all biblical curses
relating to sexual impurity
and all ungodly soul ties
with any person
we have had sex with,
including any animals.
We break
unnaturally close friendships,
blood covenants,
pacts,
other covenants,
promises,
and allegiances.
We do this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
our Master,
and our Savior.
We take total authority over Satan,
according to the Holy Word of God,
which we accept
in simple childlike faith.
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated.
I'm going to take you through basic deliverance, and then I'm going to go through these lists of demons here. When I get down to disease and injuries, I'm going to get Bill to come up and help me with that, since he's a medical doctor. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come here, spirits of rejection. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any and all spirits of rejection, ruler rejection, roots of rejection, rejection that came in through sexual sin. I command you to go right now. Rejection by the mother and father, by the brother and sister, by Christian brothers and sisters. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. All fear of rejection, all self-rejection, conception and lust. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of the people right now. And I remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master, Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. Now come out of the people. Line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of the people right now. All rejection. Rejection that came in through sex.
rejection that caused us to have sex, to seek love through sex. Love and sex are not necessarily the same thing. Now, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out. All rejection. I stir you up and I drive you out. Any and all rejection that comes in through sex, through seeking love through sex, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All rejection. Rejection that caused the men to be homosexuals and the women to be lesbians, I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Now, come out. All this rejection, the deep-seated rejection, come out all hurts and deep hurts. Come out. Hurts that came in through sexual sins and impurities, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. That's when I come on up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. Rejection of all types. Loose them and set them free completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on up and out of them right now. All rejection. We demand the complete cleansing. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Every demon named and unnamed in a common demon family, I command you to go. Come on up and out of them. All rejection. I stir you up. We hate you, Satan. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. Now come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We have no pity for you. We're not going to put up with you any longer. We're not going to tolerate you. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. Come out every spirit of bitterness. Come out every spirit of bitterness, roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness. I command you to go. Bitterness that came in through sexual sins or other bitterness or other rejection. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Bitterness over the way the husband and wife treated each other in marriage. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All bitterness. All ruler demons of bitterness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Come out. We have forgiven everyone. We have prayed this prayer unto God. God has forgiven us. We forgive everyone. We release them from their sins. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. We stir you up and drive you out, unforgiveness. You're an entrance for cancer and arthritis and other diseases. Now come out, all unforgiveness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, unforgiveness out of the people. We demand all these spirits of unforgiveness to go in Jesus' name. Go right now, spirits of unforgiveness. Come out, spirits of violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Go. Retaliation, getting even with her husband and wife and going out and having illicit sexual affairs. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of retaliation, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Let not the sun set on your anger and give place to the devil. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these evil spirits of violence, temper, anger, retaliation, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not retaliate. We'll let God take care of the punishment and so forth. He's quite capable of taking care of that punishment. Now come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits of violence, temper, anger, retaliation, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, abortion, the desire to abort a child that we had through an illicit sexual affair. Come out. The desire, agreement with abortion, desire for abortion, actually having an abortion. Come out, spirits of murder, killing spirits. Come out, the killer spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of death, death and fear of death. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all death and fear of death. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, we demand the complete cleansing in the area of bitterness. Now come out, the whole family of bitterness. All the works, all the associated spirits, go in Jesus' name. Come out, the whole family of bitterness. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to them. They have prayed and God has forgiven them. Lord, I just ask you to send down legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down and do mighty warfare. We bind up every force of evil. We bind up all the minds, wills, and emotions of the demons. You have no choice but to leave. We bind up the ruler demons. You cannot talk to the lesser demons. Now come out in Jesus' name. We bind up any and all spirits around this camp. Lord, we just ask you to remove every loose demon from the air around us in Jesus' name. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out every evil spirit that came in through curses or soul ties or the fragmented soul. Come out any evil spirits that came in through unnaturally close relationships, blood covenants, pacts, demonic covenants, promises, and allegiances, come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of rebellion. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I break the rebellion from witchcraft in Jesus' name. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Now come out. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. All rebellion, all self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Come out, all disobedience to God in the area of sex, any rebellion in the area of sex. That's for rebellion against proper authority, rebellion against the father or against the husband. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, all spirits of rebellion. I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Loose them and set them free. Every spirit of rebellion, every work of rebellion, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every work of rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every associated spirit with rebellion, I demand a complete cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. All works, all associated spirits, I demand a complete cleansing in Jesus' name. Lord, send your angels in there with their sharp two-edged swords, capable of dividing spirit and soul asunder. Lord, cut those demons out. Put a hook in their jaw and pull them out in Jesus' name. Give them no rest. I break every chain between every demon within every body. I place you in a separate box. Lord, I just ask you to send your angels to read the scripture to those demons. Make them uncomfortable, Father. Lord, light a fire under them 10 times hotter than hell. Stir them up and drive them out in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out right now, all these sexual demons, all demons that came in through curses, soul ties, fragmented soul. Come out right now. We break these. We drive them out in Jesus' name. Now come out, any evil spirits that came in through soul ties, any type of illicit sexual affair, a soul tie was formed either with a person, male or female, or with a beast. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every evil spirit that came in through soul ties. I don't know what your names are, but God knows what your names are. Now come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out, all evil spirits that came in through soul ties, homosexual, heterosexual, bestiality, it doesn't matter. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now, all evil spirits that came in through soul ties. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit that came in through a curse, through a sexual curse, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, any evil spirits, any fragmented soul spirits, any spirits within our soul that are there because of another person, I break those demonic ties. I drive those demons out in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free. All these sexual demons, curses, soul ties, fragmented soul demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to restore our soul in Jesus' name. Lord, send your angels out to bring back anything that Satan has stolen from us in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of fornication. I command the spirits of fornication to go in Jesus' name. Go. Fornication, which is a general term for all sexual sins, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Fornication of any and all types, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all fornication, all demons of fornication of any kind, either before marriage or after marriage, doesn't make any difference. Come out. Come out, spirits of adultery, which is marriage between divorce, also marriage between divorced persons. If you married a person was divorced, you committed adultery, most likely. Now come out, spirits of adultery. Adultery that came in through remarriage. Adultery that came in where you committed sexual sins with your mate when you were married to your mate. Come out. Come out, spirits of adultery in Jesus' name. Go, all fornication, all adultery. Adultery that came in through remarriage. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all fornication, all adultery. Come out, spirits of masculinity, masculine women, and lesbianism. Come out, I drive out the spirits of lesbianism and masculine women. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All masculinity in women that's not supposed to be there. Spirits of lesbianism, the women that look like men and act like men, come out. Those demons that cause women to look like men and act like men and walk like men and talk like men, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of masculinity. Come out of the women right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these spirits of masculinity, go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out of the men. Come out of the effeminate men, homosexuality, sodomy, and catamine. Come out of the men. All these effeminate spirits. They look like women. They talk like women. They act like women. They walk like women. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of effeminacy, effeminate men. Come out, spirits of homosexuality, spirits of sodomy, sodomy in men or women, spirits of the catamine. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All this homosexual spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Spirits of homosexuality, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of sodomy and catamite spirits, come out. Spirits of abusers of themselves with mankind, come out. Spirits of arsenicoites or sodomites, go. All these evil spirits of abusing themselves with mankind, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of oral sex and anal sex, come out. All oral sex and anal sex, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of oral sex and anal sex, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Arsenicoites, sodomites, catamites, homosexuality. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, sensual spirits. I call out all sensual spirits. Carnality, voluptuous senses and appetites. Go, spirits of voluptuousness, spirits of sensuality, come out of the men and women. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Wearing clothes that make us look like we're half naked. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All sensuality, carnality, voluptuousness, go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of evil concupiscence. Come out, every spirit of evil concupiscence. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of inordinate affections, excessive, disorderly, unregulated, immoderate. Go. Go, all inordinate affections. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of lasciviousness, lewdness, lewd emotions. Go, all lewdness and lasciviousness and lewd emotions. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free. Come out, every spirit of filthy language, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, sexual jokes, blue jokes. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, lasciviousness, filthy language. Come out, spirits of obscenity. Come out, spirits of cussing and cursing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of cussing and cursing, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of masturbation. I call out spirits of masturbation in men or women. Come out, spirits of masturbation. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all masturbation. Come out, spirits of abortion, murder, killing, agreement with abortion. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All abortion, murder, and killing, come out in Jesus' name. I drive out the Ahab spirits in the men and the Jezebel spirits in the women. Come out right now, spirits of Ahab, spirits of Jezebel. Come out, spirits of domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft, destruction of the family priesthood, weak, effeminate men. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, Ahab and Jezebel spirits. Come out, spirits of exposure, being dressing ourselves half naked, out of the men and the women. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons of uncleanliness and perversion, sexual uncleanliness. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of lust and passions, fantasy lust. Come out, all spirits of lust, passions, fantasy lust. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all sexual fantasies and activities. Christian fantasies, sexual fantasies, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Come out, every spirit of obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, go in Jesus' name. Go, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of occult sex and sex orgies, any demons that came in through occult sex or sex orgies, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of immorality. I drive out the spirits of incest, the spirit of the bastard. I break the curse of incest. I break the curse of the bastard. I drive those spirits out in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of race and fondling of children. Come out of the children, spirits of fondling each other. Come out right now, spirits of fondling, spirits of rape. Go right now. Spirits of rape that came out of the husband raping the wife. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of bad dreams. Come out, spirits of bad dreams. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of heterosexuality. In other words, having sex with men or women of the opposite sex, but in an illegal way. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Spirits of frigidity and impotence. Inability of the men and the women to have normal sexual relationships. Come out, all frigidity, all impotence. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of pride, ego, vanity. Come out, pride, ego, and vanity that has to do with sex. It has to do with the way we dress and so forth. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of pride, ego, and vanity. Come out, spirits of self-conceit, lovers of pleasure. Go in Jesus' name. Go, self-conceit and lovers of pleasure. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all flirting, masochism, nymphomania. Come out, spirits of flirting, masochism, nymphomania. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of incubus and succubus, come out. Demonic sex with demons, come out. Sex with demons, incubus and succubus, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of being oversex and undersex, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of being oversex and undersex, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of prostitution, harlotry, whore spirits. Come out, spirits of whoredoms, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Harlotry. Come out, spirit of Jezebel, queen of harlots, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of voyeurism, bestiality, come out, spirits of having sex with beasts, come out, bestiality, voyeurism, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of depravity, deviation, sexual depravity, come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that came in through sexual sins, come out in Jesus' name, and all your works. Come out, spirits of pornography, child pornography, Playboy Channel, X-rated movies, porno pictures, obscene jokes, and porno books. Come out. Spirits of pornography. Come out. Spirits of pornography that came in through the television set, through books and magazines and the radio. Come out. All spirits of pornography in Jesus' name. Go, I bind your power and I drive you out. Any and all spirits of pornography. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of pornography. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all general spirits tied in with sexual diseases, impurities, and demons. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of rejection, bitterness, rebellion, unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of shame, insecurity, hurt, victim, suicide, debilitating guilt. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All shame and embarrassment and so forth. Come out, every spirit of cruelty, hardness, hate, harshness, unscrupulousness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of insanity, degenerate mind, carnal mind, come out in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of Satan worship, idolatry, worship of sex, come out in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of distrust, lost respect for the mate, deceit, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people. Come out, every spirit of indiscipline, self-gratification. Go, every spirit of enmity towards God, works of darkness, mockery, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of divers lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of spiritually dwarfed manhood and womanhood. Every spirit of being defiled, degraded, violated. Come out in Jesus' name. Spiritual, sexual bargaining, married prostitute and pimp. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the men and the women. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of fear of homosexuality and lesbianism. Go, every spirit of love of sex, money, and power. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of sexual molestation, child and adult. Go, spirits of fondling hands, caressing hot lips. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of abnormal and deviant sex and impurities. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all depraved manners, morals, and character. Come out, every spirit of sensual music, rock, country, bluegrass, melancholy. Come out, all subliminal messages, sub-audio suggestions. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of alcoholism and drug addiction. Come out, every spirit of ignorance, irresponsibility, boredom. Go, every spirit of doubt, condemnation, and pressure. Come out, every spirit of lewdness, uncleanliness, sexual liberty, lustfulness. Go, every spirit of the whore, prostitute, harlot, sex slave. Come out, every spirit of enviousness, jealousy, cheating. Come out, all vain imaginations, deficient thinking. Go, every spirit of evil companionship and conversion. Come out, all useless and putrid spirits. Go, go, unrestrained passions and lusts. Come out, sensual art, literature, and mass media. Go out, all lack of concern and indifference. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, right now. Early and get Bill. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Come on. Just keep on coming out. Line up in rank and file and order and come out.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.